USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says President Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. He told reporters at a White House briefing he's had his temperature taken and it was normal. He's praising a bill that the House passed to help deal with the virus.
We're using the full power of the federal government to defeat the virus, and that's what we've been doing. Last week, we secured an initial $8.3 billion from Congress for the coronavirus.
The Senate is out until next week, but Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says progress is being made.
There's a crisis in this country, and we have to move quickly. So I'm glad that Congress took the lead last night and passed a proposal that will really help. And it's a proposal aimed at the people who need help.
This is USA Radio News.
I was talking with a business colleague, Mark, down in Las Vegas. We were talking about other things. He said, by the way, I bought you MyPillow. You did? He says, yeah, I went to MyPillow.com, used your promo code USA, and guess what? It's wonderful. I've had a great night's sleep, and you can have a good night's sleep, too. With somebody like Mark, who is so incredibly busy with all the things that he does, he needs a good night's sleep, and he gets one now with his MyPillow, just like I do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. You buy one, get one free special continues on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, washable, dryable. Get that with any other pillow. Yeah, right. Get it with your MyPillow. Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, use the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and get the best night's sleep of your life.
The Democrats finally have a head-to-head debate on Sunday. With more, here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are set to meet tomorrow night for their first one-to-one presidential primary debate after months of Democratic free-for-alls cut the field to three. Some key questions to look for about the debate, which will take place before the next round of primaries when 577 delegates are at stake in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio, include the coronavirus outbreak and health care for all. Hawaii Representative Tulsi Gabbard is still a Democratic candidate in the race, but was blocked from the debate stage when the Democratic National Committee changed the rules on delegates, not allowing her to take the stage.
An Afghan official says the government has postponed the release of 1,500 Taliban prisoners. That decision could sabotage the peace deal that was signed last month between the Taliban and the United States. American troops have been there nearly 19 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tax time is upon us, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some tips and suggestions.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Details are scarce on this plan, but however the plan shakes out, experts are predicting a bumpy ride for taxpayers for the remainder of the filing season. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing, though, for your 2020 taxes.
That change in the tax law in 2017 changed a couple of things. One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated at work. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax filing status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing, which means that you were sorting through receipts, trying to take different deductions as you're doing your taxes. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.